Yeah, the final score here from Lodge Road is at Coleraine 28, Strabane 22. So the home side have managed to win this relegation playoff. After what was a pulsating last 10 minutes, it looked at one stage after half an hour that Strabane, I wouldn't say coasting, but 15-0 in the lead looked very good. But then Coleraine come back and added 28 points unanswered to bring it back to 28-15. Strabane then got a converted score, 22-28, but unfortunately for them, it was just too little too late. A few things happening in the last couple of minutes, which I'll talk about later on. 5 minutes gone, it was Felix Foyle, the Strabane centre, who drove over, making 5-0. In 21 minutes, the ball was turned over on halfway by Strabane, who moved it very, very quickly, and winger David Hampton sailed in, finally converting 12-0, and then finally then added another point. So at half an hour gone, it was 15-0. Coleraine then started to up their game and got a penalty from fullback Joel Chambers. And then just before half time, they got that vital score. Whenever a break in midfield and their scrum half, Cormac Carr, he went over, Chambers converting. So the teams turned round with Coleraine, with Strabane leading by 15 points to 10. The first 10 minutes of the second half was certainly all Coleraine. They had two Chambers penalties, and Strabane had a player yellow carded, which didn't help their cause. So that put the Bansiders 16-15 ahead. On 52 minutes in, they increased their lead from a line-out. They moved the ball very well, and the ball came back inside, and their number 8, Simon McLean, had too much power to dive over at the post, Chambers converting, and that made it 23-15. Worse was to follow for Strabane. Coleraine again on the 65th minute moved the ball left, and their winger Connor Gaston, he went over to make the score 28-15. The conversion was missed, and that's the way it was looking with about 7-8 minutes to go. But then the game exploded again, and the Strabane came back, and Grobbier, their fullback, made a superb break, and he jinked his way over to make it 28-22. 3 minutes later, he broke again. He kicked ahead, looking as if he was going to get the touchdown, but a rugby ball always does. It made an absolute fool out of everybody, and then it went into touch, and unfortunately that chance was missed, and that could have really had changed the game, because that would have brought it back to a point, even with the conversion to come. And then Strabane, in the final few minutes, forced a penalty, and they looked as if they had got a penalty because they were driving forward, but the Coleraine wing forward, he broke early. The referee didn't seem to pick him up, and he managed to knock the ball out of the scrum half's hands, and the referee then blew for full time. They could see by the body language that Strabane were very, very disappointed. But at the end of the day, 15-0 up, Coleraine certainly came back strongly, and you have to say in the second half they probably deserved just to shade the game, because their backs were looking good. They played some very attractive rugby. Strabane somehow went into their shell. They weren't helped, of course, by a yellow card. Coleraine had a yellow card as well, but it just lost the whole momentum of the game. And it was only in that last 5 or 6 months that they really come back and showed what they were worth. But unfortunately, that's how it is for this season. It'll be Coleraine who will stay up, and Strabane, they will be playing Championship 3 rugby next year. So the final score here from Coleraine at Lodge Road was Coleraine 28, Strabane 22. And I can also add that Oma, in 2 weeks' time, will be playing Thomond in the playoff game, because Beckett beat Thomond today by 39 points to 32. So Thomond are obviously not a bad side to be scoring 32 points against that. So Oma now know what's going to happen, and after that particular game, we'll actually know whether these results we've had today mean anything, or they stay as they are. Final score from Coleraine 28, Strabane 22.